Chapter 5, Extended Tapping, Keeping the Memory and Letting Go of the Object. Focus on the object you're struggling to release because of its sentimental and emotional meaning. There is nothing wrong with keeping things that have sentimental value. It becomes a problem when you're holding on to so many things that the clutter feels overwhelming, or it's taking up an overwhelming amount of space, or you pay money in storage fees every month. Whether it's time to let go of a pile of old Christmas cards you don't look at often, or a heirloom you feel guilty letting go of, this tapping script can help. Rate your resistance to letting go on a scale from 0 to 10. And let's begin by taking a nice, calming, deep breath. Tapping on the karate chop point, repeat after me. Part of me wants to let go of this. And part of me feels guilty. I honor all my feelings and remember it's safe to let go. Part of me wants to let go of this. And another part of me feels guilty. I honor all my feelings and remember it's safe to let go. Part of me wants to let go of this. And another part of me feels guilty. I honor all my feelings and remember it's safe to let go. Eyebrow. Part of me wants to let this go. Side of eye. I know it's time to make more room in my life. Under eye. But it has sentimental value. Under nose, it reminds me of a special time in my life. Under mouth, it reminds me of a special someone. Collarbone. And I feel like I'm doing something wrong. Underarm, if I let this go. Top of head, I recognize these conflicting feelings. Eyebrow, part of me wants to let it go. Side of eye, and another part of me feels guilty. Under eye, all this guilt around letting go. Under nose, all this resistance. Under mouth, I recognize the part of me that wants to hold on. Collarbone, what am I trying to hold on to? Underarm, am I trying to hold on to an object? Top of head, or am I really trying to hold on to a memory? Eyebrow. I've been trying to hold on to a person. Side of eye. I've been trying to hold on to a special time in my life. under eye. I've been trying to hold on to a memory. Under nose, but these memories aren't within this stuff. Under mouth, these memories are within me. Collarbone, I hold on to the memory. Underarm, and release the object. Top of head, by releasing objects from the past. Eyebrow, I put my energy and attention on my future. Side of eye, these memories are part of who I am. Under eye, I cherish these memories. Under nose, these memories are not within these things. Under mouth, these memories are within me. Collarbone, I hold on to the memories. Under arm, and release the object. Top of the head, this object is ready for a new home. Eyebrow, I hold on to love. Side of eye, and release this object. Under eye, I hold on to this memory. Under nose, and release the object. Under mouth, my past is important to me. Collarbone, and so is my future. Under arm, I make room for a bright future. Top of head, by releasing what I don't truly need or want. Eyebrow, I hold on to these memories. Side of eye, I honor my past. Under eye, and I honor my future. Under nose, I embrace this memory. Under mouth, and release the object. Collarbone, it's safe to let go. Under arm, I'm making room for more. Top of head, knowing that special memories always live inside of me. Take a deep breath in. And as you exhale, notice any remaining resistance you feel. And rate its intensity from a scale from 0 to 10. You can keep tapping until you feel the desired release. And also take a moment now to honor the shift.